that is a very, very clear abuse of the constitutional court system that we have in the country. It may actually be characterized as frivolous or vexatious. And that is a very typical example of a case that is frivolous. Whenever you allege the incapacity of the president, that is dealt with by the political framework which is provided for in the Constitution. It is only Parliament that may instigate a process called impeachment. So you cannot always reduce issues into legal issues. Some issues are political. Yes, as we will not ask a court to elect the next president of the country. It will have to be an election by the people. So also removing the president on the grounds cited in that application, it cannot be done by a court.
So in a way, you're saying this is a waste of time and it's just meaningless.
It is not a legal point. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there are some issues that, by their very nature, are not legal issues, although they will be important issues. The capacity of the president is a very important issue. But it's not a question for the court.
Yes, and can you educate people on how the president can be removed from power? Just briefly.
I mean, there are always two ways of doing it. One is legal, in terms of it is success. You can have mass power, mass demonstrations and so on. And if the president leaves, that is illegal. But that is not a very common way. But the most significant second way is through what is called an impeachment process. One third of the members of the National Assembly must sign a petition for the motion, to move a motion for a discussion relating to the impeachment of the president, owing to either incompetence, gross misconduct, or what is called incapacity, which is what Chinyoga is raising. Chinyoga is raising a question of incapacity. And incapacity is a question that will be determined by that. So that debate will have to take place, and two-thirds of the members of Parliament, that is a joint thing of the National Assembly and the Senate, must be voting in favor of removing a president. So you will need the support of the ZANU-PF MPs to remove the president lawfully in Parliament, which, as you know, will not be practiced.